Today, Rinpoche completed the explanation of the 37 branches of enlightenment as found in the great treatise on the stages of the path to enlightenment. Lama Tsongkhapa shows us that these 37 branches, along with the 16 emptinesses and the 6 perfections, are all the basis for the realizations in the tantric vehicle. Okay. Lopa.
Oh, yeah. That, what the... Okay,
so... Less so.
The Tabitha, the Shira, Paris, the Shimba, Drugi, Duba, Duba, La Luba, and Haji, but Tarangata, Paris, the Shimba, Niki, Tomoa, in this, Haji, Yunshua, Domane, Jai, Kata, Hai, Kuba, Jenny, Jinjong, Tanji, Nang, Sanji, and the Shibit, Shindu, Tang, Shanshu, Sunu, Tang, Tony, Juru, Sula, Tony, Juru, La Subi, Paris, the Shimbi,
Less so. Okay, so once again, we are on page 99 in the English, 355, I believe, in the Tibetan. Rinpoche said it in the Tibetan, so those following will have heard it. So it says, the training and method and wisdom comprising the 6 perfections is, as explained earlier, common to both the mantra and perfection vehicles. For in many of the tantric classics, we find repeated mention of the complete path of the perfections, the 6 perfections, the 37 branches of enlightenment, the 16 emptinesses, etc., in the context of the explanations that the entire celestial mansion and the array of resident deities are the inner qualities of the mind. Therefore, know that all the perfection of wisdom's literature explanations about what is to be adopted and what is to be discarded are comprehensively shared with the mantra vehicle, except in the case of tantric teachings for certain exceptional persons in which they must take the experience of sensory objects of the path and so forth. So here this is showing the common locus between the sutra and tantra teachings, which are the repeated mention and practice of the complete path of the perfections. And then those are all listed in when they say perfections, they're meaning the whole category of perfection of wisdom, teachings, etc.
Okay, Dixon.
So what this is saying is that in all of the classes of Tantra, and when we break down the Tantrayana, it's divided into 4 classes. The Action Tantra, Performance Tantra, Yogic Tantra, and Highest Yogic Tantra. So it's saying that in those classes of Tantra, where we find the celestial mansions and the deities and so forth residing, and the deity, him or herself, in those 4 classes of Tantra, the manifestation is a direct result of the excellent inner qualities of the mind. So when we say posit what those inner qualities are, we would state they are the 6 perfections, the 37 branches of enlightenment, the 16 emptinesses, and so forth.
Sonjo
The Rinpoche, the Gongyal Mepeche, the Jiji, the Lakpa, Sumju Sunje Sundun.
Ranyan Devani, Shasuji, the Kuzutu Sundune, Shasu Sundunes.
Okay, 37.
Shasu Sundune, Shasu Sundu, Kuzutu Sundunge, Nabashai Wores, Shasu Sundune, Shasu Sundan, Kuzutu Udun, Sundu Sundimaris, Sundu Sundu.
Okay.
Sundu Nabashai Wores.
Then Lapa Yomari goes on too.
Lapa then Shasu is on the Lapa Sunju Suja Druta. Sunju Sunju Suja.
Ale, Sunje, 38.
Sun Ko, Sun Tu, Sunjana, Sunju Sudu Mara.
Okay.
Shasu Sudu to what there. Nabasha Yomari is.
So when we look at the class of Tantra, the highest yogic Tantra, and the practice of Yamantaka, within the Yamantaka's body and so forth, we find that it's actually a manifestation and symbolic of certain things. So the two horns are symbolic of the two truths, the conventional truth and ultimate truth. There are 38... I'm not as familiar with this tantra. It's not one I practice, so if I make any mistakes, I apologize. 38 hands, and then the 37... branches of enlightenment are symbolic and found within the body, speech, and mind of Yamantaka. So, go sun tu, shanshu sundu.
Shasu yutan, go sun tu, sundu ne, shanshu sundu ganabashi.
Okay, so the 30, okay, so the body, speech, and mind have these 37 aspects of enlightenment in the Yamantaka. Body speech.
Shachudu yoro, shachudu, shachu, eje, yunje, chudu. Chudu de tuni chudu de, what de, shachudu nabasha yungores.
Gamba.
Gamba chudu.
Okay, so there are.
Eje, yunje, chudu.
So there are 16 legs, bases of Yamantaka, and these stand for the 16 emptinesses.
What that
So when we look at the two horns are symbolic, are manifestations rather, symbolic, but actually what we're saying is they are manifested from these things. So the wisdom realizing the two truths of conventional and ultimate truth manifest these two horns. So does this wisdom realizing the two truths become a substantial cause or a cooperative condition for these horns on the head of Yamantaka? So when we say the 16 emptinesses, we can't say that's actually just a kind of shortened way of saying it, because emptiness itself would be permanent. So if we're saying 16 emptinesses, we're saying 16 categories of things that are permanent. So how is it possible that we're saying that a leg is a manifestation of something permanent? It doesn't logically make sense. So what the 16 emptinesses are referring to are the 16 wisdoms realizing emptinesses. So there's the wisdoms realizing these 16 emptinesses. So this is what the legs or the basis of Yamantaka are manifestations of.
Pabi Shangchu yun la yin dayan Pabi lan yin bichaw Suju yun lan yoy maa
Ale, Shangchu lan yin na?
Shangchu yun la yin na Palan yin bichaw
Ale, Shangchu yin la
Shangchu yun la yin na Palan yin bichaw Ane Tene kasa Palan yun la jibu gongru la Palan yin bichaw nu da Shangchu yun la zang Palan yun la yin bichaw Palan shadar jagaduwa Tulan yulan, tulan gulan Tulan yin chinne ma tu tulan tang yulan mechil ma tuwa.
Less so.
Uwa ti yin sari. Tia tang gata, parangata ni jiao.
Less so. Okay, so previously we went over the various points that are made in here about the 16 emptinesses and the six perfections. And currently we're going over the 37 aspects of enlightenment or 37 branches of enlightenment. Branches are really a more accurate because yenla is a branch, like on a tree. So the 37 branches of enlightenment. And those 37 are divided into seven different categories. So the first category are the four close placements of mindfulness. The second category are the four perfect abandonments. The third category are the four legs of magical emanation. The fourth category are the five aspects of the faculties, or five branches of the faculties. The fifth category are the branches of the strengths. The sixth category are the branches of the branches of enlightenment. Aspects, branches of the branches of enlightenment. I need to look at that again in English. But aspects of the branches of enlightenment. We've been using aspects. And then aspects of the branches of the path of the nobles, there are eight. So there are seven aspects of the branches of enlightenment, and then eight aspects of the branches of the path of the nobles. So there are many books that are written about these eight superior paths, or the eight branches of the path of the nobles. So we are going to use Panchen Sonandrapa's general meaning of perfection to explain these, but again, Rinpoche said there are many books that it's written in. So what does this mean? So if it is an aspect of branches of the path of the nobles, it's necessarily a superior path. So this word noble is just a chosen translation of superior. So we could say aspects of the branches of the path of superiors. So it just depends on how you want to translate it. Noble is the chosen for the Four Noble Truths, just as a translator's note. It's the same exact word, superior, four superior truths, four noble truths. So noble is just the chosen word for Arya, making it related to Arya, which is superior. So I use the word superior, but this word noble is what is chosen here. So just realize that a lot of times when you're reading something, it's just the translation and the translator's choice of word that might make it seem like you don't understand it. It might have nothing to do with your reading or your skill set. It might just be a translator has chosen a different word to use that you're not familiar with for the same exact thing that you're familiar with a different word being used. So just be aware of that when you're reading things, that a lot of time it's just an unestablished lexicon that makes it difficult to understand. So these eight branches in this case are necessarily superior pathways, are related to Aryas, are related to superiors. And if it's an enlightened, if it's a branch of enlightenment, so going back to the one before this, it's necessarily a superior pathway. And if it's a branch of the path of noble, it's necessarily a noble pathway or a superior pathway.
Less so. yindu wa ta ta su kanga lo ne jao ye ba me do wa te shaju su dun ta
a le
ro ta su kanga lo ye ba me ta bi shin ta lai na ba sha san ta
wo was. So in the Chinese tradition we find the practice of Amitabha and the two different divisions of practices of the concentrators or meditators and then the practitioners of Pure Land. So we have these two different divisions within that tradition. And when we look at Amitabha and we look at the Pure Land itself, we'd say that it's exactly the same in terms of explanation, that the Pure Land and Amitabha is a manifestation of these 37 branches of enlightenment, six perfections, 16 emptinesses, etc. So we would say that this mantric recitation of Amitabha that takes place in the Chinese tradition and the practices of these two, meditation and Pure Land, are manifestations of the same thing as the varying classes of Tantra, because it's a mantra that we're reciting, it's mantrayana, therefore it is a manifestation as well. I forgot one thing. Rinpoche's English is getting so good, he's recognizing when I forget things, which is wonderful. So in the mantra, in the Sutra of the Heart of Transcendent Knowledge, we have, let me try that again. In the Sutra of the Heart of Transcendent Knowledge, there's a mantra that's embedded within it that says, Teata om gate gate para gate parasangati bodhi soha. And this mantra implicitly is referring to the five pathways. So in the terms of Mahayana pathways, they're named the same for Hinayana or Mahayana, but in this case we're speaking of Mahayana. Pathways are the path of accumulation, path of preparation, the path of seeing, path of meditation, and the path of no more learning. So the mantra that we see in the Sutra of the Heart of Transcendent Knowledge implicitly refers to that in the way that the first gate, Teata Om Gate, refers to the path of accumulation. Teata Om Gate Gate, the second gate refers to the path of preparation. Paragate refers to the path of seeing. Parasamgate refers to the path of meditation. And Bodhisoha refers to the path of no more learning. So the superior paths or the noble paths are those pathways which are from the path of seeing on up. So the noble pathways are the path of seeing, meditation, no more learning, the Buddha grounds. Anything below that, preparation or accumulation, are ordinary pathways which are not superior or noble pathways. So this is the line of demarcation between noble and not. That is the path of seeing. Gongwa Meipachi.
Tā pālāṅ yā lā tā lā wā tē sācī tū tīk tō tā pālāṅ yā pēcīng sā nō tā pē dēsēn dīmbā lā yā ngā tā tū lē tā pālāṅ yā lā kā mī bā shuō sā nā pālāṅ yā lā kā rī lī mī gu wā rā pālāṅ yā lā kā shē gu sā tī bā yī nā mī bā nē pā bī dēmbā shī gu tē pālāṅ yā lā kā mī bā yī bē shē dōngyā dēmbā tā kūn yū dēmbā gu dēn lā dēn shī bā tē pālāṅ yā lā kā mī bā rē sā pālāṅ yā lā kā tā gu ngu rā tā.
This, now going to the main category, the eight aspects of the branches of the path of superiors, it will be explained in the general meaning of perfection in the same way as the prior branches. So, meaning there will be six categories to explain it. So, when we're looking at these six categories, so just the six again, are object of observation, nature or definition, accompanier, explanation of meditation, need for meditation, and the meaning of words or meaning of the sounds, literally. So these are the six categories, beginning with object of observation. So the first category, which is the object of observation for the eight aspects of the branches of the path of superiors, is. So it says in the Parshin Shittan, a general meaning of perfection, it's the Papi Dembaji. So the object of observation of this superior path is this four superior truths. So the four superior truths is the object of observation. So the noble or superior truth of suffering, the superior truth of origin, the superior truth of cessation, and the superior truth of path. These superior truths are the object of observation of the eight aspects of the branches of the path of superiors. So that's the first category, object of observation. I just want to check it again. Papi Dimbaji, again, La Mipa Yimbiacher. Okay, Dixon. So how do we explain object of observation? The object of observation, for instance, of an eye consciousness is form. So this is the observed object of an eye consciousness. It would be form. So in this case, you can translate it either way, object of observation or observed object. So what is the observed object of the aspects of the branches of the path of superiors? The observed object, but in this case, objects, are the four superior truths, the truth of suffering, origin, cessation, and path. It's the same as what is the object of observed object or the object of observation for an eye consciousness? It's form. This is what it means. This is what a superior is observing. So the next category is nature or definition. So now I just want to slowly talk and look up something very important. So now we get into what the actual definition or nature of this is. So when we look at the definition of it, it has some qualifying features. So it speaks of from the path of seeing on. So it qualifies it saying that this is necessarily, okay, here we go. This is necessarily something that occurs at the path of seeing and on up, and it's a wisdom that arises that actually is a change of mind. So this is what I'm trying to look up. I'm right here. It's a change, this change of mind. I want to see how that's translated by Hopkins. Jetopa, subsequent attainment. Okay, all right, so subsequent attainment. So it's the subsequent attainment is what occurs after this wisdom. So it's a subsequent attainment that occurs from the path of seeing on up, which is a meditative equipoise, which is a meditative equipoise which thoroughly understand and sees the truths, the four truths. So it's a meditative equipoise from the path of seeing on up that is a wisdom which produces a subsequent attainment, meaning that once you have this path of seeing, your mind changes. It's a new mind. So Rinpoche said, like, when you wake up, going from dream state to awake state, there's a new mind that's taking place when that occurs. So he compared it to that. So this subsequent attainment is this new mind that occurs after this wisdom has occurred, after this wisdom has occurred at the path of seeing. So it's an individual realized wisdom. So it's its own kind of individual realized wisdom that takes place from this meditative equipoise from the path of seeing on up. So it's not meaning only the path of seeing, just as a translator's note. It means that's where it begins, because there's you see emptiness multiple times. So it's where it begins, this superior path that observes through superior eyes, if you will, these four truths. That's it. So we have a namshag and a meditative equipoise, which is this subsequent attainment is this new mind that occurs when the wisdom occurs at the path of seeing, and then observes these four truths. And then observes them, and then it says that there are eight aspects of the Eightfold Noble Paths. Dikson. So it's a view.
Tawa de la Yuji Tawa, the Yuji Tawa Nisan Tong with Yuji Tawa. Yuji Tawa Tony, Yuji Tawa and Tony to Shiro Jawa.
Yu Yuchen?
Tawa de la Yuji Tawa Tong, Yuji Tawa Nisan Tong with us. Oman Gongo de Lure, Oman said.
So in Madhyamaka, when we look at view, so here we're specifically speaking of the middle way view. So specifically middle way consequence view, Madhyamika Prasangika. So when we divide Yul Dan Yuchen, the Yanjur Surinang.
Tawa Dala, Yuji Tawa Dan Yuji Tawa.
So we can.
Yuji Tawa Dan Shuosu, Yuji Tawa Yina Tony Imichab. Yuji Tawa Yina Tony to be Shiro Imichos in the Liwuda. Yuji Tawa Tony Jarwa.
May the Injike Kandre Yabuzu Tsanlodang. Yul Chen. Okay, so the object, so when we look at view, we can divide view into two categories. I believe it's object and known object. So the object is observed or known object, because it's not mipa. It's similar though. Chen means to know. Yul is object. So the first is yul, which is emptiness. That's the object. And then the known, what is known is the wisdom realize. The known object is the wisdom realizing emptiness. So that's what is known. So the object itself is emptiness. What is known is the wisdom realizing emptiness. So this, again, is according to the middle way consequence school. So it is This wisdom realizes the object. What is the object? The object is emptiness. So it is the wisdom realizing emptiness. That wisdom realizing emptiness occurs at the path of seeing. One becomes a superior, and that is when these aspects of the Arya paths begin, and the analysis, the pure analysis of the Four Noble Truths begins. Digsung. Nye Tsampa.
Yantabi Tawa, Yantabi Tuba, Tanyiba Ro, Nyiba. Nyiba Nyaja Tubi, Yantabi Tuba Tshos, Nyaja Tubi Tawa Te, Jeto Tujin La, Tumba Shibi Nga Kuin Nga Kuin Nga Tuba Te, Yantabi Tuba Res. Nyaja Ta Tuni Tu, Tuni Ngosu Tubi, Nyaja Kuz Tuni Tugu Ro Ta. And Nyaja Le Lanza Di Jin Le Nga, Nyaja Tuni Tu Su Su Jin Shig Ro Ta. What this mode marbe, Naja to be Tawa de Jeto to Jela Tumba Shibi, Nakun and Hojis, Nakun and Hojis, Tuba de Tuba ne, Antabi Tuba Tans Naja to be Tawa de Jeto to Jel Tungrota Jela Tungu Nagatun Shigurmato, Nagatun Machin Shit Humarota Jela Tumba Shibi, Nakune Hojis Tuba. Jetho to Jenna to Machiavas, Naja Tony was to do, and Jetho to Jenna Tony was to Jen Shigrovata. She do Nan Shigro, Nakun and Haji Kunu Guru, Tuba Guru, what a Yanda Tuba is
Yanda Bidoba. And then did Jawa Gare Ale, the Ngo Garishene there.
Yanda to be Ngo, Yanda to be.
So there are, because there are eight superior paths, there are going to be eight divisions or definitions. So there's going to be eight divisions within this category. I didn't know that because it doesn't say there are eight. It just started. So I just started reading as if it was a definition, and now I'm finding from Rinpoche that there are eight. So let me just look at this again, knowing that, and it doesn't change anything I've translated. All it means is that what I translated is the first nature. So where I see, I get it. That's good. Dong. Okay. So that's the first category. It's this wisdom. Yeah. This to properly translate this would take quite some time. So just anybody who's following along, we're talking of pages of to get through this of just pure translation of. And it starts to get pretty subtle in here, and I just I'm going to do the best I can with kind of the course outline of it, but it's nowhere near complete, just because I'm looking at the base, and there's so many words in here that I don't know and require a dictionary, or translation requires, when you do something like this, a lot of work with dictionaries, multiple dictionaries, and so forth. I want to do it its justice, but let people know that I'm not if I'm not. Okay, so this first category was just as explained. It's the subsequent attainment that occurs after this wisdom realizing emptiness at this path of seeing. And these are all going to be different, and they all look very similar to the reed. That's why they're subtle. So I don't know how clearly I'll be able to differentiate them. Maybe we'll go over them again. I'm not sure. Namjie. Okay. Nyamsha du dopi. So within Gulung, the
Nga kuen nha je je toba la ro. Toba de da dun de runzi mi shen la toba se de re da. Ane to da jue ba zin shi ni toba de jue ba se ge toba de re. To jue ni. Toba se na ane yu le ji ro ro ju de ge san lu ji toba la re. Si sa ba jin ju de ge ji la.
So the second category has to do with the motivation behind wanting to attain this. So in order to have a subsequent attainment, in order to have this realization, there has to be a desire or a wish to have this realization. So this second category is, let me see.
Finally,
so it's through thought. So the first is view. All right, so this is an aid here. So when we look at this first category, it has to do with view. When we're looking at the Eightfold Path, correct view, correct. So the first has to do with view, dawa. Okay, the second has to do with thought. So that the motivation. All right, so it's starting to make sense. So you have multiple things, you can make it make sense. So then the second deals with the motivation. So this is the thought. The motivation behind this actual having the realization. Okay, then Sumba
Na.
Speech. Dope.
Sumba Nali Nabatabi Chamba de Yantabi Nadis Nali Nabatabi Nagi Nagi Jun Jun Tamatisu Nashiji Marva Nashiji Jun Jun Tabis Nagi. Sumba yanta bi nga marbe, yanta bi nga the nga jajuyo mares, ngale naba tabi chamba dri, yanta bi nga jagures, ngale naba tabi chamba sena lang lu kondro, chamba in the line bicha beje. Chamba in the line bicha, line in a sheba in bicha.
Line in a sheba in bicha chop, my chop. Line in a sheba in bicha.
Line and Shiba in Bichona and then Hag Julie to Shiba in Batas.
Hag Julie,
Hag Jimmy Lut to Shiba in Batta, lying beer. I was in the
Okay, so then the next category deals with speech. When we look at non virtues of the speech, there are four. There is lying, harsh words, divisive speech, and gossip. So these are the four different non-virtues of the speech. So this deals with correct speech. This deals with knowing the correct activity of the speech. So a superior's knowing. So when we look at, Rinpoche said knower, let's see, there's something here that is synonymous. I was talking about something completely different. So, hold on one second. Let me just get back to where I was. This speech is what is known. The correct speech is what is known at this point. So this is the focus, the correct speech. So going back to the beginning, their view is the first. The second is thought. The third is speech. So the correct motivation, the thought. Now we get onto the correct speech itself and abstention from incorrect. I really want to look, this up. I don't think I'm going to have time to. But there is, let's go. The dictionary. Then yan dapi nga zuyin?
Yan dapi nga zuyin si sheba yin la wudwa.
Sheba yin.
Nga gile naba dapi chenpa de, yan dapi nga zans. Nga le naba dapi chenpa sinna lan lu kondro. Nga gile naba dapi chenpa chu lan ayi, deo sa wudwa.
So if it is a correct knower, it is necessarily a path. So when we're putting knower, we know knower, that is necessarily, if it's correct knower, it's necessarily path. So when we say correct knower of speech, then we're speaking of a pathway of correct speech. So this knower of speech is a pathway of speech. So when we're using these words, correct knower, correct knower is necessarily, Rinpoche is saying, is always a path. So this, it looks like the word for true self. It, of course, it's not in the dictionary. Okay, so yandapinga is correct speech. Correct speech is yandapinga shebayin. Is consciousness. Is consciousness. So correct speech is consciousness. Yandapinga sheba yinde. Because it is a knower. Correct speech is consciousness because it is a knower. So this correct speech here, correct knower is necessarily a path. So it says the third of the eight paths which constitute the four no. This is incorrect. Dictionary that went out before it had been edited. So all the completely edited. So all the students have edited all of these things in here. And sometimes I'll read something and it'll say, "That's not right, teacher." So this is an unfinished version of a dictionary that isn't published yet. So knower, if it isn't a correct knower, is necessarily a path. And here, correct knower is knowing correctly the speech. So what is correct? What is in this case of the third category? What is known correctly? Speech is known correctly. The second category, thought is known correctly, or motivation is known correctly. First category, view is known correctly. So just tracing it back and using the kind of consistent vocabulary, that's what is meant. So category number three, the definition is this speech, which is a correct speech, meaning that it is known correctly. It is necessarily a pathway, a superior pathway of speech, which is correct.
Nagulinabata, Chamba de yāng tāpi ngā.
Lū?
Tā lū jī lē nāpa tāpi xe, lū jī lē lū jī gu nū sū chū pa, mā jīng pa lēng pa, mā zāng pa xī pa lū yīng sī gu tā pa. Wā tī nī jī yu mā rī pa.
Okay, this is all making sense.
Lū jī lē nāpa tāpi chēng pa tē, yāng tāpi tā rē sī, yāng tāpi tā. Lū jī lē nāpa tāpi chēng pa sū ngū tī xī pa lū gu nū rū tā. Chēng pa tē, yāng tāpi lē jī tā rē sī.
Okay.
Yāng tāpi lē jī tā. Lūlē nāpa tāpa, ngālē nāpa tāpa, lūlē nāpa tāpa. Lūjī nāpa tāpi chēmba tē, yāng tāpi lē jī tā rē sī, yāng tāpi lē jī tā. Lē jī tā yīn sī.
Lūjī lē nāpa tāpi.
Lūngā nīgī lē nāpa tāpi chēmba tē, yāng tāpi tsuwa rē sī, yāng tāpi tsuwa. Tā pōngjā kā shānti jātī kundō pōngjā, lūjī lē ngāgī lē nāpa tāpi chēmba tē yāng tāpi ngā, lūlē nāpa tāpi chēmba tē yāng tāpi lē jī tā, lūngā nīgī lē nāpa tāpi chēmba tē yāng tāpi tsuwa.
Then, hey, the luji lay nampa dabi chemba the yandapi
luji lay nampa dabi chemba luji suju ba majiba lemba mazamba shuba jumar ba jumar ba
what the ngai the jipa lu ngai ni nikile the jipa rimche
ni
ngapa rather ngapa tambo the tambo dawa nipa gulung sumba nga jipa lay
leje ngapa tsuwa rwa, yang tabi tsuwa.
Tsuwa, ngapa tsuwa.
Yang tabi tsuwa.
Lively.
Yunga nyiki le, ngapa tabi. Chenpa di yang
tabi tsuwa. Rinpoche, tsuwa, yomare, kakare?
Tsuwa siyadu, tanga tu, tsuwa tanyu dawa, dunge, tanyu siyadu, tsuwa di yinam.
Okay. So the next deals with action of the body. So correct knower of action of the body. Correct knower of conclusion of actions, maybe, of a consequence of action. So, and when we look at the body itself, there is killing, stealing, and sexual misconduct. These are the negativities of the body. So it's a correct knower of what is correct conclusion of actions or correct action. So this is what number four would refer to. And then number five, it says livelihood here, but here it says Lunga niki le. So something which is both speech and body, karma which is both speech and, that doesn't make any sense, but it's lunga niki le. The nika yimba mu yurube.
Lunga niki le son du luji le pong ngaga le nika pong bi nchemba de. Yantab tsua res. Lunga niki le.
So correct livelihood. I see. It's a different sorwa. I see. Okay. It, just my hearing. It sounds exactly like the same word, but it's a different word. So correct livelihood is what this is referring to. So it's when it's knowing, correctly knowing the action which is both body and speech. So it says lunga niki le. The lunga niki le shosena.
Ta luji le naba sun ngagi naba jimar be.
Okay.
Kodi jika luji le naba sun ngagi naba jibon be. Ani chenba de. Ani yang tabi tsuwa res. Yang tabi tsuwa.
Okay, so right livelihood, Rinpoche is saying, is knowing the correct... Correct livelihood is knowing how to abandon the three negativities of the body and four negativities of the speech. So that's what's meant here by correct livelihood. It's correct livelihood is knowing, correctly knowing both those of body and speech. So those of are referring to abandonments. What are abandonments of the body and speech? Three of the body: killing, stealing, sexual misconduct. Four of the speech: lying, harsh words, divisive speech, gossip. So these are the abandonments. So the correct livelihood is defined as that. Okay, Deekson? So when we look at feelings of suffering and feelings of happiness, is it similar to... I'm going to have to look something up. We're taking a break right now, so I'll be able to clarify it once I look something up. So feeling of happiness and feeling of suffering, then eh?
Okay.
So this word that we're for livelihood is a similar word to feelings. So is it happy feeling? Is it suffering feeling? So when we're saying, is this correct understanding of both body and speech, parentheses, the abandonments, is this correct livelihood a feeling? And if it's a feeling, is it happy feeling, suffering feeling, or neutral feeling? So I guess a debate, big debates occur. Rinpoche, so when we see this word of feeling, it's interesting. I don't know why they use livelihood if the word is feeling. So I've got to look into this. But when we divide, when we look at the word feeling, it has divisions, three: happy feeling, suffering feeling, and equal feeling, neutral. So which among these does it fall into? So we know that suffering feeling, it can't, because there's this suffering feeling of tactile, the suffering feeling is not occurring at this stage any longer. So that's why debate takes place over the word choice. Okay, so we'll take a short break and we'll be right back. I want to look up something anyway. So before we took a break, we were going over the difference between this word for livelihood and the word for feeling. And there's a debate that takes place, because when you put the word for feeling into different tenses, the spelling in Tibetan looks like the spelling for livelihood. So the debate then starts to occur. If it's a feeling, are these two words related? And basically, you'd have to decide. But as a translator's note, basically what happens is in the different tenses of feeling, it looks like this word. It's two different words that are being used. This word for livelihood is meant to mean livelihood here. Feeling is a different word. It just happens to, in the tenses, turn into what looks like this word. That's what I've been able to deduce at break, so I just wanted to clarify, because it wasn't making any sense whatsoever why we were talking about feelings related to this, and just to clarify what that was. Tu chana rimache, selpa chasa.
Ta nga ba te gongpongpong wala, tu yu tundu te yang tabi tsuwa res, yang tabi tsuwa nga ba te rindu nga ba. Gongpongpong wala, tu yu tundu te yang tabi tsuwa. Yang gona bonja ni
ale
ane
abandonment
tonla ge bonja da ge denzin kun da ta jusen la den de bodu ban zin denzin kun da ta nyu mon kun da de sin yin lo de de su tonla ge bon de res ton bon da gona de che le ya da denzin he che jusen la ma de be denzin he che da ta zin he che la su ba de su ge lo gon bon de su gon bon gona ge bonja gon bon bon wa la tu sin ju
Gombo, Golan. Okay. So the next is number six, which is effort, correct effort. And it says that abandonment's at the path of meditation. So there are various abandonments that take place throughout the pathways. You have the coarse afflictions that are abandoned at the path of seeing. Those are the artificial negativities, and then the natural negativities begin to be negated and gotten rid of as you go through the rest of the pathways. So here, this is specifically talking about the abandonments. The true Rinpoche. So the next, this is joyous effort. It's a correct joyous effort that abandons those things in the path of meditation, the abandonments. So that's basically because we have abandonments of the path of meditation, and then we have this correct effort, joyous effort. That's it.
Tangaba ji druban dere do druba shene je mi ba. Mejiban zimbi tremba ne yata bi tremba res.
Did Dunbar remember?
Shene jimi ba. Shene jimi ba. Ta shene kda tuni gonga yena da lang kare yena gondu le. Ne wate mi ba juro wate. Hala mi ne gomba yuare. Tuni le mi ne gomba yuare. Tene drama da gomba yuro ta. Shene kmi ba te. Ne mejibi tremba te le yata bi tremba lag res. Shene jimi ba. Mejiban zimbi shene.
So the next is mindfulness, and specifically related to not forgetting the instruction. The word for mindfulness is correct mindfulness. So it's a correct mindfulness, and you're being mindful of not forgetting the object of observation of your calm abiding. So there are many different objects of observation of calm abiding, shine. There is Four Noble Truths and emptiness and impermanence and the deity and so forth. So there are many objects of observation of calm abiding. So it's saying here that it's being mindful of the object of observation, meaning not forgetting what one is supposed to be relying on. The Dunba, then a Jepa?
That Jepa Tempes on Yula, Tiji to Nyabanjubi, Tingans in the Antabi Tingans in Beijer. Tempes on Yutat and Nasutuni, Santan, Tuni, Majiba Chitan, Duena. And the trend you majiba ten majiba ten you have to only the city to Yabajaba. Dembaji majibi and then tembi dembaji the city to Yabajaba, then number of Majaburota. Lat tembi with the city to Yabajaba. Tembi, no you la, city to Yabaju, Tingansi, the other between the rest, other between the nothing and the chow.
So, just I want to translate something. So, the last one deals with meditative stabilization. And if it is a correct or single-pointed concentration, if it is a correct yandapi tingenzi yena, yanjasurna?
Tingenzi yemi chavsa, tingenzi. Tingenzi is going to will net in Shibachil Tingenzi is a marble, Tingenzi. Will net, damn net, Shilijin, Samujila, Tingenzi.
So single point in concentration is about holding the object, holding that one object. So if it is a correct single pointed concentration, it's single pointed concentration, or it's a calm abiding. So it's saying here, it's a meditative stabilization during the pure path. Yula se chik du nyampar. That se chik du nyampar. Jembe zonwe yula se chik du nyampar. They don't agarre, Rimache.
That jembe zonwe, don't you let you soon tend you enough? And the tend you with only the Lazit Yavajaba, what the thing Shiba the Lathing and the Lagos thing and the other thing as it is.
So, this correct concentration is where you're holding the object correctly. And Rinpoche is saying specifically here, this is speaking of emptiness. So, the object, holding the object correctly is emptiness. And this is meditative stabilization in the pure path. And in this commentary, Haribhadra commentary, it says of definite deliverance. I don't know if it says that in here, but I don't know the word for that. So I'm only reading it because I know this is correctly translated to... okay, Diksa.
Palanyola jeta rindu, palanyola jeta tomo yantabi tawamariba. Yantabi tawaji, nyeba yantabi tubaji, yantabi nga sumbaji.
Less so.
Ne yantabi lejita jibaji, yantabi tsua ngabaji, gomomo la tsui,
sunju
de, tubaji.
Less so. Jamba.
Shine la tsiji majibi, jamba de yantabi jambaji.
Less so.
Tene jambi zun yu la tsiji nyabaji bi tingenzi.
Less so.
Yantabi tingenzi. Palang yu la jie si tete duwa.
So the eight superior paths, in summary, are the correct path of view, the correct path of thought, the correct path of speech, the correct path of conclusion of actions, the correct path of livelihood, the correct path of effort, the correct path of mindfulness, and the correct path of meditative stabilization. Or single-pointed concentration. So these are the eight superior pathways, branches of the superior pathways. Eight branch, pala yen la je, eight branches of superior pathways.
Pala yen la je, dinye tu le yuare, rangye le yuare, shangju senpa le yuare.
So these eight pathways are shared by all of the vehicles, the hearer vehicle, solitary realizer vehicle, and then the bodhisattva vehicle as well. So it just refers to those paths that are beyond the path of seeing for a hearer, beyond the path of seeing for a solitary realizer, beyond the path of seeing for a bodhisattva. So these are superior paths are those pathways beyond the path of seeing. In those three vehicles. If it is among the eightfold superior path, it is it is necessarily a superior path. So if it is among these eight branches of path, it's necessarily superior path. So necessarily an Arya path from the path of seeing above.
That never knew I about the Palan Lal Chibogari, Shanchu and Lal Chibogari, what the Momotuan would they have to?
The Yanjisuna?
Tabanyawaja Bada, the Palan Lal Musum Major Gawaji Chabakari use, Shanchu and Lal Mada Chabakari use, the Tun Tongro.
The Shanchu Sunchu Sudan? Gatsi.
So when we look at these
different 37 aspects, we have the four close placements of mindfulness, the four perfect abandonments, the four aspects of the legs of magical emanation, five aspects of the faculties, the five aspects of the strengths, the seven branches of enlightenment, and the eight branches of the path of the nobles. How many of these are superior paths? How many of these are paths of enlightenment? How many of these are ordinary pathways? So there's a lot of debate that takes place when we go to categorize each of these individual branches and figure out what category they go into. So are there three permutations, four permutations? Are they mutually exclusive or are they synonymous? So the Kalan Kalan Ka Yanjasurana?
Tabanja Yina, Palangala Yimbi Chabez, Machorota, Tabanja Tolon Yodro.
So if we have a close placement of mindfulness, is it necessarily an Arya path? The Palayambi Chap, Machap Sho?
Solam.
So we would say, so the close placement of mindfulness on the path of accumulation. All right, let me start this over. So when we do three permutations, four permutations, we say what pervades which. So now that's the part Rinpoche is doing. The what kang la kang yi kyap means what pervades which. So first of all, we're saying if it is a close placement of mindfulness, it's the way I'm trying to read it exactly. If it's a close placement of mindfulness, it's necessarily an Arya path. You would say it does not pervade that. And you say it doesn't pervade it, posit that which is A but not B. So you would say the close placement of mindfulness on the path of accumulation. Close placement of mindfulness on the path of accumulation is a close placement of mindfulness, but it's not an Arya path because it's on the path of accumulation. Then the palan macha, palayina,
palayalayina,
the demba macha,
tholamayim bichaviyaj, palayalayina tholamayim bichaviyaj, mayim bichaviyaj niyga im bichaguruta, jamuota, palayalayina.
I think that the subjects might have just changed, but basically, if you're saying if it's a superior path, it's not necessarily a close placement of mindfulness. The Rinpoche, Palayina, the Demba Ji Yimbi Macha Sho.
Demba.
The Rinpoche, the.
Tijin Solayina, Tijin Solong.
Yine, Tambo Cheran, the close place of the.
Palayina, Tijin Solong Yimbi Chabiyaji, Majoro.
Then the The Palang Dong Demba Igare Rimache. So
the Palang Yala the Tiba Chimbi Tonal Chibakar US.
Tiba Chimbi
Yala the Nyatu Tonal Givarota.
Then Teichen Yene Tambo, the Palang Dong, the
Shanchu,
Sunju Sudun, the Tambo, the Demba, Ngawa, the Zhe. Then the Palan Yu Mayan, the Tambo, the Tamba Ewa Zhe, Nipa Zhe, Sumba Zhe, Zhipa Nga, the Tambo, the Palan Yu. The Musum, Muji, Muji.
What is Doba do? Takalikalis and Tanjas, the Toba Tanjas, Doba.
Muji, Rebe.
Palan Yalat and then.
Dembing Ewaji.
Tabanija. Tantigro, what did the Toba?
So we were just, I was just saying that I wanted to slowly go through this debate so we could properly translate it so you could see how the debate would take place. So you can, when you look at the different words and you put two words together, you can always come up with whether there are three possibilities, four possibilities, they're mutually exclusive, or they're synonymous. And any two words that you put together, they will have among these four relationships. So in debate, you're always trying to find out what the relationship is between the two objects. So, for instance, if you had a superior path or an Arya path and then compared it to a close placement of mindfulness, how many possibilities would you have? Are they mutually exclusive? Are they the same? So that's the reason for it. So you would say, if it's a close placement of mindfulness, is it a superior path? No, it's not necessarily a superior path. You could say something which is before that. If it's a superior path, is it a close placement of mindfulness? You could give an object which is a superior. I'm not 100% sure, because Rinpoche never went through that second one. So I'm just showing you how it would work. If it is an Arya path, is it necessarily a close placement of mindfulness? If you say no, then you come up with a subject which is a superior path, but not a close placement of mindfulness. Now, is there something which is both? A close placement of mindfulness on the path of seeing would be something which is both, something which is neither a rabbit with horns. So that's the way that this would work. But you would, Rinpoche is saying, for you to figure out what you think the permutations are. And then he also gave some other examples. So, Dikson, the Selpulasson.
That's Somba Palan and Lagru, then, though. Somba Palan and Lagru, you, the Somba Drew, you, the
So then we go now to the third category. So we've gone over object of observation, we've gone over nature, and now we go over accompanier, going back to the original outline of the Parshin Chittun. Accompanier here, again, is mind, the mind and mental factors. That's the accompanier in this case.
Jeba gonsu yede, nyaja tu bi tawa, yanta bi tawa tamu marbe. Yanta nyaja tu bi tawa, jeto tu chobe shibi shiro gomba ne. Tenbi, mibi, yula, teji tu nyaban jubi, tingan gombi pana, yimbi eches, gombi su tu watere nwa. Nyaja tu bi tawa, jeto tu chobe shibi shiro gomba, tamu ji, jeja gondo ji. Palan yola jie ro, gong tu jie. Tambu tenga tabi tawa. Nyang jia tu bi tawa, jie to to, kyo ba shibi shiro gong ba. Palan yola jie nang tambu tere wa. Tene jie ka gong ba yoro da, wa tu song tere. Gong ba ne, tenbi yu la si ba, jie ba tere wa. tenbi yu yu la tseji tu nyaba jibi tengen zi gongbi ba na yinbi ye shes gongchu je yu waras, je yu tu palan yu la je yu bi ye shes palan yu la je yu ba na jin tu gongchu de je yu waras tangbo ta nyansha tubi tawa je to tu chuba shi shiro gongba zi palan yu la je yu na tangbo teni je yu na je ka wate guwaa yue dhruv taa. Nyanjaa tubi tawaa jetao tu chubhaa shibhi shiro gumbhaas panlaa yunaa jeegnaan tambu gumbhi sudhiriyas. Tenu wate jee gumbhi jee yue dhruv taa.
So the next category, so that was the accompanier. The next category is the explanation of meditation. It's quite long. Gombi Nambi and be cheer. Ting and Z Gombi. So the explanation of meditation is a single pointed concentration which has these as their object, meaning these eight, as their object. Where there is a wisdom realizing these arise and a subsequent view emerges. So, I'm going to just leave it there. So the explanation of meditation is a single pointed concentration where there is focus on the object of these object of observations, where a wisdom arises that creates a subsequent view or a subsequent view. Well, somebody will have to retranslate all of that, but that's the explanation of meditation. So that's number four, and then number five becomes the need for meditation. Okay, Ngapa.
Oje da tene ode ngaba gobaro da goba ngaba phalang la gombe goba kariyo ares goba ndere se da goba yede thongong ji la ma che ba che ba dans thonglang du gong la ma che ba che ba da che ba na nyu du du bi che imbe se da phalang la gombe goba ndere se thonglang ma che ba che ba da ne che ba na Nyudu, dhubi chidu res.
Di dhanagare.
Tunglama jeba jeba dhan, jeba na nyudu dhubi chidu, ane palang yu la gungu yuwar, guba di res.
So the need for it is to have the meditation on the seeing arise, and that which, but I'm, the next part is jeba dhan, Jepa nam yurdu zopi. They don't agar.
Majepa jepa dans.
Majepa jepa sit the zopi. Majepa
jepa dananga tu jul jepa marot. Jepa jepa chetu.
Dene? Jepa nyan ju.
Je tadu?
Lesser.
Jubu ya tamal.
Ale, tuche. Okay. So it means that which hasn't arisen, so it's similar to our prayer, that which hasn't arisen may it rise and grow. So it's saying here, what's the reason for this meditation? The reason for this meditation is so that one can have the arisal of the path of seeing, and then once that arisal has taken place of the path of seeing, then it can increase more and more. It can transform great more and more. It says che du yin bichir. It becomes greater. So you have this seeing arise. So the reason for this is so that you see emptiness, basically. So there's an arisal of this seeing, and then there is a transformation that becomes greater and greater in relation to that. Okay, so that's pretty pure. So the last then is the meaning of the sounds, meaning of the words. So why do they say it's a branch of an Arya branch? What's the reason for using these words together to explain what we're talking about?
Tumon le rindu sunyo na pabas, 팔랑이 나서 파바서 가서 그랬어. 통원을 렌도 소마 인자 파바. 수주 산에야 통원을 파바 인자 파바스.
They arrive.
통원을 렌도 소마스.
That's good. And they arrive at seeing.
통원을 렌도 소유나 파바스.
Dene aria.
근데 양할인데베 총체도 심바시베 나랑. 랑지 팔랑지 수지 인베나 연락지 줘바시베 줘바시 연락지 줘베시 다다노로 다노 토몰레도 팔랑이나 토몰레 소 차데 팔랑이나 토모보비 차베시 팔랑이나 토모보비 차자 토몰레 소아레스 냥알데베 총체도 심바시베나 랑
They gare, they calico, the nyanya, and they deal with the tarpa.
Tanga the chisel and waga langage, you marble, langat.
Less so.
Langat, chisel, saga langat, lagrota. Then run chisel, lindrota.
Chisel, okay.
Chisel is a long res.
Less so. Sopal do. Road to. Ale, draw.
Palon, your last, Palon, your last.
Road to go to.
Tombol is into swimming the pabas.
The road to near.
Young Alan David, one jet, shimba ship in the long. Tala dene tabal rugu yozan tabi langres.
Leso.
Nyangal dibu tronche di rugu yozan.
Leso.
Ne tabi langres.
Leso.
Panlanji shuji yinbi yun la. Kazun gansu laba di yun la resan dobu marba. Panlanji shuji. Panlanji yun la di panlanji shuji yin. Panlanji yun la panlanji yun la yin machab. Wa disagir wada.
Panlanji shuji yinbi.
Palang palang yonad palang shuji ro
shuji
palang yonad palang palang yonad chagu maro tonglang tonglang tu su palang ro palang yonad maro tonglang shuji laba gong asu me yonad resu maro luji shuji yinzan yonad se la goro
shuji luji shuji palang shuji okay so now we get to the meaning of the words so it's a The reason that we say it's a superior branch is that when one reaches the path of seeing, so when one arrives at the path of seeing, he or she then is named superior or Arya or noble one. And this pathway is one that allows you to arrive at nirvana, allows you to go to nirvana, to go to liberation. So Rinpoche gave the example of if you want to go to the middle town, you have to take a road that goes to middle town to get there. Likewise, if you want to get to nirvana or liberation, you have to take a pathway which leads to that liberation. And it's saying that this superior pathway which occurs once one sees emptiness, occurs at the path of seeing, allows you to traverse the stages to become enlightened. And then this is a part where I'm having trouble here. And it's a branch, it's for this reason that it's an instance of a superior path, therefore we name it a branch. I think that's a good way to translate it. Because of this, we call it a branch, because it's instances of the superior path. It's a superior path because it achieves the path of seeing. One becomes a superior when they achieve the path of seeing. So that pathway from there on, because they don't change, they're always superiors from then on, are called superior pathways. These are instances of those pathways, so therefore, are parts, I think, of those pathways. Therefore, because of that, they're called branches. Wow, this thing's getting roughed up. So because of that, they're called branches, or because of these instances. I think it's instance. Shochik is an instant, I believe. There it is. Ngait Sampa Diksung Rinpoche.
The Beijing Jibish is on Tanda Yungudu. Tata palang yu la tu ju tu, palang yu la je yu ro, je bu te, palang yu la tu ju tu, ju tu nda re se tata. Tata palang yu la tu ju tu, ju tu yu te, palanyo la jebu te, palanyo la yinbi juzen dere seda. Teda palanyo la dun juzu yu te, yan tabi tawa palanyo la jebu dun tambu tu maribe. Yan tabi tawa ne, nyanja dubi tawa, yan tabi, nyanja dubi, nyanja dubi, nyanja dubi tawa, jeta do, yun su jeba shibi yun la dans, なんだべたわとはてれせた。にゃじゃとびたわ。にゃじゃとにごすとばいな。にゃじゃとびたわ。じえとと。じえとこそわて。よすちょばしびんよらす。なんだべたわてれす。たんぶち。パラなじのたんぶて。たやんだべとばとかねるですね。やんだべとばね。にゃじゃとびたわ。じえとてじんら。 壊しびんらです。にゃじゃとにとでな。あね、とにとばでじんしごろた。じんしなまでじんこまるわた。じんこじで、やたびとばでです。やたびとばにゃじゃとびたわ。にゃじゃとにごすとでけんてげ。にゃじゃとにごすとばで。じんらこわしびかねるせね。やたびとばがとのこわしごです。やたびとばね。 Nyaja dubi tawa, jeto du jela kuwa shibi yun laas. Yanda bi tubi, nyaja duni ngonsum tuba de, jela kuwa shiba. Tuba duwa de yun la teres, jela kuwa shibi yun la. Yanda bi nga, leji ta, chua sunne, chuba de ro, sunne jen, ibe ichi ba shibyo la res yanta bi nga le na ba ta bi chen ba ma be yanta bi nga leji ta tene chua yin ba chua chua sun ne ta na nga chua de wa yin de nge se ya zo chua sun ne jen ichi ba shibyo la res de la ten ne jen ku wa de palang yo la ju li yo yin ba res na ichi Ichi nukwe mre, cheba shibi yun la dang. Yantabi tuwa su sun ne, Yantabi tuwa su sun nes, nyebi yu lan duye se, yantabi tuwa je, yantabi tingan su sumbo de nyebu res, nyebi, yantabi tuwa de, nyebi yu lan duye se res.
So this sum.
Yantabi tuwa tun duye se, yantabi tenba je, yantabi tingan su sumbo de,
Okay. So Panchen Sonandrapa goes on to explain, there's more and more details about these. So he says that these eight aspects of the paths of the nobles are explained in the following way. So once, let's see, okay. Yandapi Dawa. So first there's a subsequent realization, that there's a realization that takes place basically of correct view. And then from that there is a correct thought that occurs. So then a correct thought occurs, and then there's a change of view, or a change of a subsequent cognition basically that takes place. So there's then this correct thought that takes place from the correct view, or motivation, you could say, and then from that you have a correct speech. Okay, so it says that these three. Okay, then this sum. Hold on, Yandapi. I just want to make sure. Dots. Yiche bar JB yen la.
Yan tabi nga su sun ne, yan yiche ba shibu yan la. Yan tabi nga le jita suwa sun tumaribay. Yan tabi nga le jita suwa sun de, yan yiche ba shibu yan la res. Ku baba yinba yiche gu ma ta, de yun na. Yan tabi nga le jita suwa sun bu de, ne palan yun la gyu la yubi yiche ba shibu yan la yin de, Tombi tawa nada tu ichi bashi, yanda bi tawa nada tu ichi bashi es, tawa nada yoba ichi nigur es, nibi tsuti nana yanda bi nga leji ta, tsuwa sondu marbe, nibi tsuti nada tu ichi bashi, sombi deba chunshi yuji, nyua ichi bashi bi eshir.
Just
want to
look up
something, probably can't really. Yantabi, two also soon, Tawa nada, kul tawa nada yoba di ichi nigres. Nibi tsuti nada di ichi bashi, yantabi nga lejita. Tsuti nada di ichi bashi. Sombi, doba chunshi. Yuji nyunga ichi bashi bashi. Doba chunga chushi bata di ichi nigumre.
So then these create conviction, and then it says that livelihood, mindfulness, I wonder why the conclusion of actions isn't in there. Just for sure, it says mindfulness, it says livelihood, mindfulness, and meditative stabilization are all part of antidotes. So these all serve as antidotes, whereas the others serve as, it's saying faith, conviction, to create conviction. So this conviction is created, and then the others are used as antidotes, specific antidotes. Ngay tsampa dig sung, yinay the...
What did it what?
Chutsu gatsarit, de yandapi.
A chutsu gatsarindondo.
Sum shin, che, is jepi yin, yinde.
Ten yandapi ngansu sung, ye yichiba shibi yinla. Yang tapi ngah lejita, soal sumpit deh, jen ichi bashi mula res. Tuan bi yang tapi ngah dekik tawa nada tu ichi bashi. Yang tapi ngah lejita dekik cuci nada tu ichi bashi.
Ale lej cuci. Ale.
Then I see.
Then the.
Yang tapi ngah lejita, soal dekik.
Actions.
Sumpit deba cuci, yuji nyuwa ichi bashi biasa. Yang tapi soal sumpit ni bi mula tu des. Yang tapi tua, tempa, tinggal di sana tu marba, ni biar la deh, es antidote.
Antidote.
Ni biar la ini deh.
Then lay sutrim, then the tambo sum yiche.
Yeah, yiche bashi biar la deh, es tambo.
Okay, so they're either so that we've got it now. So they're either things that create conviction, and then the conclusion of actions falls categorically under ethics, and then these last three. Of correct effort, mindfulness, and meditative stabilization serve as an antidote. So the first ones deal with creating conviction, and then the ethical behavior, and then the last three are antidotes. So that's how it's broken down in here, as much as I can tell very quickly looking at it. Diksum.
Oh yeah,
So that is where we'll conclude. Does anybody have any questions? Yes.
I have a
question. Hold on one sec. We've just got to get the mic over to you.
Correct seeing is
not one of them.
Is that connected with knowing that we are seeing?
Which one are you speaking of? First of all, I don't have seeing, correct seeing, as any of those eight.
Well, you had correct seeing, but
seeing emptiness correctly.
Yeah, but or there's seeing has a it's because there's the seeing that you see an object, then there's the seeing that you see something inside.
Right.
And so there's a on correct seeing is that with and then you said the knowing. Is there a knowing of seeing that we see? There's a part of that seeing, and then there's the aware knowing of the seeing.
Okay, let me just slow it down real quickly.
Is the knowing of the seeing like the awareness of that we are seeing?
Okay, these are all English words. Yeah. I'm going to try to ask Rinpoche as best I can, but I think that the problem we're having here is just English words that mean things contextually to us normally that they don't mean in this case. So I think that you're speaking of correct view. Under correct view, we spoke of the correct view is seeing emptiness at the path of seeing. When we're speaking of correct seeing, when we're speaking of that, I don't know that those two words, they might have been strung together when I was translating, but when we speak of seeing in relation to seeing emptiness, it's always correct. So that's first and foremost. And it's not an actual seeing in the sense of visually seeing something, because there is no I consciousness occurring at that time. It's a non-conceptual realization. We call it seeing emptiness, but it's not. You don't see emptiness. It just is how we, as English, we've come up with how to translate realizing emptiness. We say seeing emptiness. But it really is real is realizing emptiness. And emptiness isn't realized visually. The Kongi Chiwa de, the Doni Dupi Shera, the Ngatsu, the Donlam, seeing. Then Kongi Chiwa, Ngatsu seeing, the Mikshe, seeing. Then Konsu Triwa, the Doni Dopi Shera, the Mik Sheba, Tomba Ni, Tungudu, the Kongi Triwa, the Nge Tsegudu, the Inji Tsik, the Chugudu, the Ngatsu, the Mikpa, Tomba, the Kongi Triwa.
Mik Sheba, Doni Tonga, the Sanji, Sanji, the Mishi, the Sheba, the Doni Tongudis.
So there is the Buddha who can, with his or her eye consciousness, see emptiness. So there is a case where we would actually be able to say that the Buddha's eye consciousness perceives emptiness, because all of the Buddha's consciousnesses perceive ultimate and conventional reality simultaneously. But that's not what we're talking about when we say seeing emptiness at the path of seeing. It's called seeing because that's what we've chosen as a word, but it really means realizing it, emptiness. Because when you see emptiness, there's no conceptuality. So even the Buddha's crown protrusion sees all phenomena, knows all phenomena. So we say everything about the Buddha is omniscient. So even the Buddha's crown protrusion knows all phenomena. So because of that, we say that he can see emptiness. But when we speak of the path of seeing, Tonlam, Mi She
Yomare.
So even the hair on the head of the Buddha is said to understand all phenomena, is be omniscient of all phenomena. Then Kongi Triwa, the Tonlam. So the way that we understand emptiness is we think about things' lack of independence, and we think of their dependent origination. When for ordinary people like us, anything beyond the mental consciousness isn't really possible. So we think about these things mentally. Then a tonlam. Tonlan the Yichisheba Mipa Ton. Mikisheba Yichisheba Tonlan.
Tonlan in the Yichisheba
This Kongi Chiwa. So it's necessarily, Rinpoche is just confirming what I said. When we're speaking of the path of seeing, it's necessarily mental consciousness that is seeing emptiness. There's no I consciousness seeing anything. It's a mental consciousness that's seeing, realizing, even using those words are tricky because it's not conceptual. There's not this thing that we want to explain that takes place because it's kind of a non-thing that only a superior could really understand. So words are tricky. Words are kind of mixed up because it's not a word. It's a non-conceptual. There aren't words when it happens. There's no thought when it happens in terms of going forward in thought. You're not thinking in the way that you normally would at a course level. So it's different. But it's necessarily mental consciousness at the path of seeing. It's a very good question. Did that answer your question?
Yes.
Okay. It's tricky. You say, and the word emptiness is a terrible word sometimes too, because it sounds like nothing. And that's just not what emptiness means at all. It means it. So we'll... So he said you need to take a picture?
Please.
Yeah, Konrad Langere. And then, it's late. His pictures are good because you can look at it.
Again.
Make sure I'm... Maybe take two just in case, he said. He's going to give it to the Gold Thompson. He thinks he's saying that it's not good. He said he had to make two pictures. He's saying that he doesn't think that you could do one good or something. That's what he just said. He's just joking around.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, concluding mandala offering and dedication prayer again. Thank you, everybody, for coming. Thank you for your patience. Again, I apologize that it's taking so long to translate this. I wish I had time at home to do it, but life is life. Yeah. Concluding mandala offering and dedication prayer. The fundamental ground is scented with incense and strewn with flowers, adorned with Mount Meru, the four continents, the sun, and the moon. I imagine this as a Buddha land and offer it. May all sentient beings enjoy this pure. I dedicate whatever virtues I have collected for the benefit of all teachings of all sentient beings, and in particular for the essential teachings of Venerable Lozan Drapa to shine forever. I send forth this jeweled mandala to you, precious Guru. I dedicate all this virtue to emulate the knowledge of the hero Manjushri and likewise Samantabhadra as well. With whatever dedication is praised as supreme by all the conquerors who traverse the three times, I also dedicate all my roots of virtue for the sake of auspicious deeds. In that pure land surrounded by snowy mountains, you are the source of all benefit and happiness. All-powerful Avalokiteshvara Tenzin Gyatso, may you stay until samsara's end. I pray for the long life of the precious Khensur Wandok, upholder of scriptural and realizational doctrines, the spiritual friend who trained extensively in the five great philosophical texts, with exceptional wisdom and perseverance. Tuji Rumchi Gutsi Shapi Denalam. Tuji Lam Rumchemo Konga Chiralam.